This week's episode is all about the holidays. We discuss Ariana Grande's booty call with Santa, why Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was racist, how I would murder a snowman, and we reveal the biggest Christmas spoiler of all time. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Is Daddy Flemmy?
Are you recording?
Yes, I am.
I'm being serious, I don't know.
Yeah, I am recording. You're patting your throat. I need all the people at home to know. Corey is massaging his...
Corey's apple.
Uvula? Is that something in your neck?
No, it's not.
What is that?
Your Corey's apple.
Okay.
It's the best fruit on the planet.
If you could have any apple, what apple would you have?
A Corey's apple.
No, I'd have a pink lady. Have you ever had one?
Oh, I like a Honeycrisp.
Yum! Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, speaking of apples, we need to talk about the holiday season.
Oh, yes.
How do we get from apples to Christmas?
Because reindeer eat apples.
That was a quick transition.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar.
I know.
I'm up to date on my deer.
Okay, well, here's the main question. We've got Prancer and...
Dancer and Dasher.
And Dancer.
Vixen.
And Dasher.
Vixen.
And Vixen. And Comet.
Cupid.
Okay, we're done. What's...
Donner and Blitzen.
Stop it! But do you recall...
The most famous reindeer of all.
Okay, so how do you think Rudolph got famous? I don't think it was actually how they said he got famous.
Which is what?
He had that nose. Oh, he had that blemish on his nose.
There was like a big old snowstorm, and Rudy saved the day by brightening up the place.
You know, I once went on a date with a Rudy.
Really?
Yeah, and turns out he was engaged.
Oh, to a woman or a man?
A man. And apparently it wasn't even a date. I was just confused, and I ordered all the nachos. I was drunk, and I was like, so are you seeing anyone? He was like, wait, you didn't know I'm engaged? I was like, I gotta go.
What?
That was that.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like 5'1".
Sounds like true love. So back to Rudolph.
Rudolph, yeah. How did he get famous?
He had a glowing nose.
How do you think he really got famous?
Well, you know in that cartoon, the like old school one where...
The one with clay?
Yeah, I love that.
I love the clay ones.
My favorite is when... I wish there was a gif of when she says he's cute and then he's like, I'm cute, I'm cute. She said I'm cute. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, I must have blacked out for that.
No, you can look up the, like, 10-second clip of it on YouTube, and whenever a boy tells me I'm cute, that's literally always my response.
I'm cute!
Which is all the time, because I'm so cute.
I don't think anybody's ever called you cute.
So
Corey,
I heard...
Can I be the first to call you cute?
Yeah.
You're pretty cute.
Thanks, babe.
That's not the response I was expecting.
You want... Don't ever give someone a compliment looking for a compliment
back. I thought you were going to say, I'm cute, I'm cute.
I'm cute, I'm cute.
Anyway.
He sounds like he has a stuffy nose. Oh, because at that point, I think he had put charcoal on his nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how he got famous.
I think this is...
Wait, that sounds a lot like...
Inappropriate.
Racial thing.
Does
charcoal
it?
All over his face?
He was trying... No, just on his nose. He was trying to hide it. He wanted to be like all the other reindeer. They wouldn't let him play the reindeer games.
My favorite reindeer is problematic.
Is Rudolph your favorite?
No!
Mine either. Who is your favorite?
Oh, maybe Vixen.
Because I
identify.
I heard people were slut-shaming Vixen.
Who?
Yeah.
Name names.
The reindeer community.
Well,
they were like, look at her.
Speaking of the reindeer community, we need to talk about Ariana Grande's new song.
I have not heard it.
Neither have I. Should we listen to it live?
No.
Do we have the rights?
I don't think we have
the rights. Well, I've heard that it's all about wanting Santa to come over and having him fuck her.
No.
Yes! I saw a BuzzFeed article all about it. It's basically Ariana inviting Santa and saying, come on over, Big Daddy.
Come on over, Big Santy.
Now, that's a paraphrase, but still.
I think that's the bridge.
That's the bridge?
I haven't heard this song.
Come on over, Big Daddy.
It samples Christina Aguilera's.
It's like, come and slide down my chimney.
Okay, well, he does that at everyone's house.
Well, he's doing it very different at Ariana's house.
Because she doesn't have a chimney.
Yeah, she has an in-house air conditioner, like one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, as someone who's shorter, do you ever get confused as one of Santa's elves?
How dare you? Yes.
Is it because your hair?
Can I tell you? Do I want to tell this story?
Yes. Tell
do you know
it.
This story?
No.
About the elf costume?
No. There's very few stories I don't know of yours, so...
Maybe I'm saving this story. But, okay, well...
Give us the abridged version.
The abridged version is, I once had a boyfriend who, as a gift... You know,
it's all coming back. It's all coming back. He got you an elf on a shelf. End of story.
Yep, that's it. No, yeah, we'll leave it there. What do you feel about elves on shelves?
So my mom bought me one last year. And
I hate it.
I'm not kidding.
I hate it.
And it worked out really well because I lived in an apartment with four other people, so I was the fifth. So we would hide it in inappropriate places to try to scare each other, like under someone's pillow or with a knife or like now you think it's funny.
Okay, yeah.
But now I live alone this year.
And so you're just hiding it from
myself.
Yourself.
Although when I was home for Thanksgiving and I went shopping with my mom, they sell clothing for the elf on the shelf.
Well, if you can merchandise it, girl, you can sell it at Target.
That's literally where it was at Target.
Yes, yes. Maybe I'll come out with a line of cute short sleeve button downs for elves on shelves.
Yeah, well, they had that already. That you could get like a poodle skirt for your elf on a shelf.
Okay, well, that's pretty inclusive.
I thought.
That's beautiful.
Very throwback. So maybe I should bring the elf over to your house and hide it.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
And hide it.
No. I hate it. Ooh. You know, I hate it. My house, I don't have anything Christmassy up. I don't think I'm going to.
Do you even own anything Christmassy?
I bought Christmas lights for a video last year. That's all.
Wow.
I know. I'm very festive.
Do you want to buy
Wait, house? Remember that? What was it? There's like a gif of, I think maybe Mariah, and she's like, I'm feeling very festive or something. And
Wait, that's the QVC thing, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I think it's used when... Never mind.
Why are you trying to hate on Mariah?
I'm not. Oh, my God. Can we talk about Mariah's live vocals All I Want for Christmas
Which
is
year?
You?
This year or last?
This year. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Not much shocks me anymore.
Did you hear what happened?
What happened?
She was supposed to pre-record it, and she didn't come, and then she showed up day of, and they're like, okay, well, now you're singing it live.
Sucks to suck.
She had a very busy time with the Lambs.
In all of my pop diva friends have told me this. They say, if there's one piece of advice I could give you, Tyler, don't have an iconic song that's hard to sing live. And Mariah's song, All I Want for Christmas Is You...
Is a tough one.
Is a tough one. It's eight octaves.
Are you in the Lamely?
I am not in the Lamely.
No.
No. If you don't know what the Lamely is, Corey, explain.
It's what Mariah Carey calls her fans are lambs. And so, like, when lambs have a family, Lamely.
That's me sighing.
Did you see that picture? It was an old
picture. I'm not done talking about Mariah's live vocals.
Oh, this was still about Mariah.
I think I could do... Can you do an impression of the vocals?
No, as you know, I was rubbing my Adam's apple. I'm feeling phlegmy this morning.
It's not your Adam's apple.
It's my Corey's apple.
It's your uvula?
No, wrong part of the body.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to Google it.
And I don't even think you have one.
Let me see.
While you do that, I'll tell this story about this picture of
Mariah Carey. I have one!
What is it?
It's the dangly thing at the back of your throat.
What's it called?
Your uvula. Your Palatine uvula.
Mine's a Valentine uvula because it's looking for love.
More like boovula because yours sucks.
Scary.
No, it's not scary. It sucks like boo.
Boo.
Yeah. So, Corey, I have a couple questions that I have for you this holiday season.
I'm ready for them.
Are you actually ready?
I'm always ready.
How ready? Are you so ready or sweaty?
No.
He just did an armpit check and I can confirm.
Not sweaty.
Wow. Cool. Okay, well, Corey, pretend you're one of Santa's elves. What's your typical day?
Oh. Wake up in the morning.
Was that you doing an impression of Mariah's live vocals?
That was me as an elf doing Mariah. Because you know as an elf.
I hit that note better than Mariah did.
You're here, you want to be there. Okay. Wow. So much singing. All I want for Christmas is for you to stop singing.
Okay, I can do that.
So Santa's elves.
Wake up in the morning.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
No.
Yes.
Does an elf?
Feel like P. Diddy?
Yeah.
So if it's a Kesha elf.
Okay, what's your day as an elf, Cor?
Wake up, toys, building the toys. I'm just a hammering and a nailing and, like, making toys.
Now, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Have you seen Elf?
I was gonna bring this up. It's a sore subject because Corey hates the movie Elf.
I know. I thought I tweeted it a few weeks ago. I thought I was gonna lose Twitter followers. But you know what? They just rallied behind me.
My mom unfollowed you.
No one wants to see Will Ferrell as an elf.
A lot of people do. It's one of the biggest holiday movies of the year.
It's not The Family Stone, so I don't want to talk about it.
I hate The Family Stone.
Do you really?
Yes.
How does it feel not to have a soul?
Whoa. Same question for you with Elf.
Well, like, Elf's not funny, and Zooey Deschanel's there, and she's, like, singing.
Oh, she's so quirky.
And it's just, I don't know. Just didn't love Elf.
So your day as an elf is boycotting the movie Elf.
Yes. I'm walking around with a sign saying, don't watch this. It's kind of cultural appropriation.
I was going to say, it's cultural appropriation
to
if
the
elves
elf
were
community.
Real. You know, I used to think
your
elves
fave
were
is
hot.
Problematic.
My fave.
Will Ferrell.
Neither Zoe or Will are my faves.
Wealth.
I do like her version of Baby, It's Cold Outside, isn't it?
I just don't ever really want to hear her sing anything.
Now, talking about problematic faves, Baby, It's Cold Outside is such a problematic song.
Is it?
It's like about rape.
Oh,
it's like, I know you want to go home, but stay. Here, have another drink.
I don't like...
It's really slippery out. You better just skit in my bed. It's very problematic.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I don't like the part where she's singing about smoking a cigarette.
You know what? Same.
I'm just like...
Smoking's out, y'all.
It's 2014.
It's 2014. Put the cigarette down.
And
pick up my Spotify Christmas playlist.
You can't pick that up.
Pick it up!
You can't even pick it up.
What would you pick up?
Katy Perry.
No.
I would pick up a hot dog and eat it.
Oh, my God. How could you make a hot dog festive? That's I wish that were the theme of this Christmas episode.
You know they used to have that, like, colored ketchup, like purple or green. So maybe if you did, like, a red and green ketchup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here for the holiday hot dog.
You know.
Hashtag holiday hot dog.
Hashtag holiday hot dog. Tweet us pictures of your holiday hot dog.
Oh, my God. Dress it up.
Dress it up. Get a hot dog.
Get an elf on the shelf poodle skirt.
Oh, my God. No. Here's the challenge. Go get a hot dog and make it as festive as you can. We're going to be – tweet them to us and we'll put our favorite
Festive hot dogs
on the Facebook page.
Will we? Let's do
Maybe.
It.
Maybe. Corey, that's your job.
Is anybody out there making a holiday hot dog?
Wow.
What about a holiday hamburger?
Now, notice we said holiday, not Christmas. So my Jewish friends, get working.
Yes.
Make it festive.
Now, I've got a serious question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a friend, like as a friend, would you rather have one of Santa's elves as a friend or like a snowman?
Snowman.
Why?
If I hate him, I can blow dry him. Gone.
You would melt.
Done.
So you're saying your friends that you hate, you want to murder.
Well, hi, Corey.
Is you're going to kill Frosty?
Mere dear. That poor snowman.
Snare man.
Yeah, I would definitely because also... what else? I could eat his nose. I'm just looking for edible friends that I could also murder. Hey.
You want to eat and murder your friends.
Well.
So you're being a cannibal.
But I would also like,
Hashtag holiday cannibal.
Holiday cannibal. No, I would also like an elf as a friend because don't they just like make you toys? But what kind of toys do I need? I don't need toys. What is that? What hand gesture are you using?
It's a screwdriver.
Oh.
Building toys.
I thought you were making a very adult toy. Movement.
Whoa.
I was like, I guess
what kind of toy moves like this?
Well, I could show you all of the toys that do.
Do you have them in your toy chest?
Gotta go! Okay, the next question, Corey.
Is it very good?
What does an elf do on his day off?
Nothing.
Wow.
Sled. They go sledding.
They slay.
So I once heard this story about an elf who was sledding and lost a lens to his glasses.
That was me!
Oh, wait, right.
Now, when I listened to that story back, I realized, wow, that's a bad story.
See, sometimes it's not always great to tell a story about an eyeglass lens on a hill.
Question.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever left anything out for Santa?
Yeah.
Like what?
Cookies, but I'm not going to make that mistake ever again.
Now do you leave, like, adult toys?
No.
Made by your elf friend?
No.
Me?
I'm just saying, I'm
Who
not
lost
gonna...
his sunglasses lens?
You know, it's not like me anymore to share a cookie. If you give a Santa a cookie.
Yeah. He's like a cat. He'll keep coming back.
He's going to want a glass of milk.
You put out a little dish of
milk. Did you ever leave out carrots for reindeer?
Okay. Let me just tell you something. I grew up rationing food because I had so many siblings. We didn't have food to leave out.
For Santa?
No.
Whoa.
If he wanted food, a budget.
He knew to get it out of the fridge.
Get it somewhere else.
I picture your mom putting like a club on the refrigerator
so that Santa
didn't get in there.
I have that at my house now. Do people even know what a club is?
I don't know.
It's like a little lock that you put on your steering wheel.
I remember one time I was at your house pretty late, and then your mom clubbed me into the house.
What?
She put that apparatus that...
Oh! Okay, my parents are so weird. They don't trust locks. In the traditional sense.
They, like, prop a chair up against the door.
They prop a chair up against the front door because they think, okay, well, a bolt lock is not going to keep somebody out, but a wooden chair.
Doesn't she know that they're just going to climb in the windows? They're not going to go to the front door.
Oh, my God. Don't tell my mom this. She'll have, like,
Bars
on the window.
Just in time for the holidays.
Oh, my God.
She's in the holidays.
Oh, my God. You know what else my parents do? Does anybody else's parents do this? They're so... money conscious, which is fine, but they're crazy about it. They put a towel up against the bottom of the door
so the
heat doesn't get out.
Everybody does that in Michigan.
Do they?
Yeah.
I just thought, I was like, Mom, I know we're poor, but like...
Everybody does that.
Like, it's like a nickel you're saving.
My dad had one that looked like a clown, not a towel, like it was an actual door wind stopper thing.
No, if I needed a clean towel and we were all out in the bathroom, I would just go get it from the front door.
Oh,
times were tough.
And then what would Jackie say?
Jackie would say, "You're letting the heat out." Okay, so this just in, y'all. I've got some breaking news.
Oh my
god, it's trending on Twitter.
I don't love. Is it trending?
It's trending. I made it trend, y'all. Hashtag Christmas breaking news. Make it trend.
Hashtag this might be a spoiler.
Hashtag this might be a spoiler. I don't know how young the people listening are, but we've got some news to share.
Rudolph isn't real.
Santa?
Don't say it.
Santa?
Don't say it.
Fucked Ariana Grande. No, Santa's not real. Wow.
I can't believe you just did that to the kids.
Did anybody believe in Santa? Does anybody believe in Santa?
I believed until I was 16.
No, you didn't.
I don't know how old I was.
I never believed. And you want to know why? From the womb, my parents were like, Santa's not real. We don't have time for your shenanigans.
Put
the towel under the door.
I think I'm going to do that with my kids.
I mean, there was no bullshitting.
Yeah.
My parents weren't here for it.
Well,
in fact, they were all like, Santa didn't get you those gifts. That came out of our layaway.
Oh, I loved layaway.
Layaway is big.
Well, all I know is that my dad told me and my two older brothers, all in the same sitting, like, and I was 3 years younger than my oldest brother, and I was like, this isn't fair. He got to believe for 3 more years.
Oh.
I was like, I was 6. No, I don't know.
I've ever believed in anything.
I was devastated.
Period.
I was devastated.
You know, did you ever believe in the Tooth Fairy?
I believed in it all.
Did you see Guardians of not the Galaxy, but
Guardians.
Legends of the Guardian or Guardian?
With Jack Frost.
Yes. Oh my God.
You wanted to with Jack Frost.
Honestly, if there's one character who could hashtag get it, Jack Frost. And the lead character in Big Hero 6, his older brother.
It was called Rise of the Guardians.
Rise of the Guardians. He gave me Rise of the Guardians.
He's talking about the brother in Big Hero 6.
No, I'm talking about Jack Frost. He was so hot, and he had the like platinum blonde hair and a blue hoodie, and I was like, hashtag come here.
He had that cane.
You know what?
He could have hooked you and pulled you over and been like, hey, big boy.
It was almost an adult toy. If I'm going to get hashtag real.
You got a rise out of your guardian?
Yeah, I just said that, Corey.
I was re-asking to make sure you were sure that's what happened.
I am hashtag positive.
Wow. Did you know his full name is Jackson Overland Frost?
Okay, well, let's not get too crazy.
I mean, that's what his name was.
He was so cute.
Cute as a button?
Yes.
Now, if you were an elf, what would you do on your day off with Jack Frost?
Oh, my God. Well, we'd wake up in bed, and I'd say, babe, give me a glass of coffee. Glass? A mug? A cup. A cup of coffee. Give me some coffee.
Give me a cup of coffee.
And he'd lean over and say, anything for you, babe.
Would he?
Yeah.
Would he go get it?
Yeah, he would get it. And then we would spend the day just hanging out. We'd watch some Sex in the City. We'd go get Chipotle. And then, what else would
if
we do?
If only the people at home could see the face I was making.
What? You want Chipotle?
Disgust.
Do you want to get Chipotle today?
Yeah, okay, probably. We're probably going to get some holiday Chipotle.
Will you be my Jack Frost?
No.
Okay.
You on the way here said people who are 6 foot and taller are too tall for you.
Whoa, I don't want the public knowing that. There's probably some 6 foot tall people listening. If you're listening, I still appreciate you for who you are.
You just don't want
every inch.
You just don't want to be the baby spoon.
I am.
But
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then what's your problem?
Oh my god, my chair just went down. Wait, oh my god, I accidentally hit the thing. You know,
this is another one of those lens in the glasses stories.
No, this is just like when we hugged during the podcast, but you couldn't see it, but you just had to be there. My chair just went down because I hit the little, it's a swivel chair.
Ever since we hugged, you've been talking about that hug.
That hug was the hug.
Hashtag I'm a good hugger.
I will say you're wearing a t-shirt that says hug on it right now.
I know.
Are you trying to make a suggestion?
No.
Are you trying to make a request?
Never.
A request?
Rihanna? What do you think she's doing for Christmas?
Oh, Rihanna, she's in Barbados, I'm sure.
Barbadian.
She's probably smoking or getting a tattoo or about to drop a secret album.
I'm really hoping she... Do you think anyone's going to do a secret album? Rihanna.
Adele.
Rihanna, a secret Christmas album.
Adele, imagine if Adele dropped a secret Christmas album.
I would love a Christmas album from Rihanna.
I really could use it. In fact, she'd probably be smart releasing it right now.
Rihanna?
Yeah. No, Adele.
A Christmas album from Adele.
Why did you just lean back?
Because my throat felt like I was going to cough.
Your uvula?
It's scratchy scratch.
Hashtag Corey's uvula. Oh my god, calm down.
I coughed away from the microphone.
I got jealous that you
I hate
something.
That you burp in the microphone.
It's a little gift for you.
What do you want for the holidays this year? I'm trying to buy you a gift.
Are you?
No.
We don't do that.
I know.
I'm on a strict no gift rule with all my friends.
That's what your middle name is, Scrooge.
Do not
Tyler
get me anything.
Scrooge Oakley.
I don't want anything. Don't request anything. Don't request anything. I'll give everyone just a copy of Cheek to Cheek.
I don't want that.
It's in your stocking already.
On vinyl?
On vinyl.
My record player came.
What? Oh, did it? Yep. God bless. What do I want for Christmas? I want you to be verified on Twitter.
Working on it.
Now, what do I really want? I don't know. I don't need anything.
You don't need anything?
Maybe.
When I was home over Thanksgiving, you want a boyfriend for Christmas?
Could you see it in my eyes?
Yeah, because a single tear dropped.
Stop. A teardrop on my guitar.
Remember your teardrop tattoo that you got on your lower back?
When I killed my best friend, Snowman.
What was his name?
Snowman.
Snowy.
Snowman. With a Y.
No, when I was home for Thanksgiving, I picked out fabric for my mom to make me another blanket. Doesn't Jackie make blankets?
Yeah, she used to be real creative and do, like, scrapbooks, and now she's just into those, like, fleece blankets that you tie together.
That's what my mom's making me.
That's lazy.
Whoa. No,
Jackie and Danette, step up your game.
I want a quilt from your mom.
My mom will make you a quilt.
I'll send her a check in the mail.
She doesn't need a check.
Yeah,
she does.
She's going to charge me. We know
she will charge you.
I will gladly pay for a Jackie's quilt.
Corey, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I just told you.
Family Stone?
Yeah. So, you know, I
like the one, the clay one with Snow Miser and Heat Miser.
I'm Mr. Sneak Miser.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I have a repertoire of Christmas movies that I have to watch every December.
Scream 4.
Scream 4. Home for the Holidays. That's the after the colon.
Is that the one with Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No.
Oh.
That's Jingle All the Way.
Okay. Got it.
You know I know every word to the Santa Claus.
Like, do you?
Because he's like, it's a clause. There's a clause in the contract. If you murder Santa, you have to become Santa.
Would you? Oh, my God. I love it. Would you? I want to go watch that. Let's go watch it. Would you? First of all, would you murder Santa?
No. Do I have to become Santa after?
Yes. Yeah, that'll fix your patchy beard.
Whoa.
Sorry.
I don't know if I want a bowl full of jelly in my belly.
What?
His belly jiggled like a bowl full of jelly.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that the lyric?
Now, would you consider Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? This is kind of like Beyonce being in the pop category and the R&B category.
At the Grammys.
It's a little greedy. You don't get both.
I think you can get both, and I think they celebrate both at Disney World and Disneyland.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you have any hard-hitting questions for me?
Nope.
If you were in charge of your planning Christmas dinner, what was on the menu?
Chipotle.
A Christmas burrito.
A Christmas burrito. No, you know, manicotti sounds good.
I don't understand your family and this manicotti deal.
It's good.
Who makes it?
Jackie.
I bet she buys it. It's frozen. It's probably frozen.
I've helped her make it. No, it's easy. You take the manicotti, you boil it, you put it in a pan, you stuff it with, you know,
ricotta. Unless you're Italian, some Italian people say rigotta.
Listen, this is just like when Nicki Minaj taught her Twitter followers how to make brownies. Did you ever see that?
I did. I was living.
I want to bring it up.
Just in time for the holidays, Nicki Minaj teaches her fans, the Barbs and the Ken Barbs.
It was the best moment.
How to make brownies.
It was the best. Wait, hold on.
They weren't even brownies homemade. They were out of a box. Literally, it's like you could fit the recipe in the instructions in 140 characters. She dragged it out to make it 6 tweets.
No. Well, here it is. Okay, Barbs, preheat the oven to 350. This is tweet number one. Get one egg, a little water, and a little vegetable oil. Get your pan. And then she says in parentheses, yes, little is the new measurement. Then she says, okay, next step, get a real big spoon for mixing purposes. That's tweet number two.
Okay.
Tweet number three. All right, forget Chialden. What does that even mean?
I think it's short for children.
Oh, what? Chialden. Do you want to learn the recipe or not? Oh, she's at this point, she's getting sass. Christmas sass. Get your damn big spoons and shut it up. When you get your spoon, tweet spoon. And then spoon started trending on Twitter.
Those Barbs, what were they up to that day?
Making brownies. Tweet number four. Okay, get a big clear plastic bowl. Tweet number five.
I thought they already got a bowl.
Tweet number five. Okay, dump the brownie mix in and put it in the oven. Tweet number six. And voila. I want her to release a line of brownies and have that screenshot just be on the back for the instructions.
Do you think she should have vined herself eating the brownie?
I don't know.
Do you think she actually was making brownies?
Yes. Voila.
V-O-I-L-A?
No, girl. She spelled it V-W-A-L-L-A-H.
That's voila. Not how you spell voila.
I mean, she did. She spelled children. Can I teach you how to she spelled children?
Do you think it was children?
It's C-H-Y-A-L-L. Space D-E-N. Chill.
Maybe she's telling them to chill. Like, chill.
Oh, no. She's saying forget y'all. Forget y'all.
Oh.
Then.
Ah.
Wow.
Thank
you. This has been an experience.
And I didn't even get a brownie out of it.
I mean, when's Nicki coming out with a Christmas album? That's the real question.
It would be called The Pink Christmas. It would be called Pink Christmas, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Corey, what a beautiful Christmas episode this has been.
I think it was a holiday episode.
Okay. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
I remember you had a video once that was like, and have a kick in Kwanzaa.
I did not ever have that video, did I?
I think I helped. I think it was a collab with us.
Us? The two of us?
Yeah. No. Just the two of us.
We can make it if...
We try.
We thigh?
No.
We fry. So, if we deep fry.
Give the people at home a holiday message, and then let's get out of here and go get our Chipotle.
Y'all, if you are listening so far, hashtag, what's the hashtag?
I thought it was a holiday hot dog.
Holiday hot dog. I love you. I hope you have a fabulous holiday season. I know that the holidays are sometimes rough because you have to be around people that might not get you, but we get you here at Psychobabble. We love you, and we hope that you are relaxing. We hope that you're eating a lot of brownies supplied by Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. We hope you really have a good time with your holiday hot dog. And you avoid the movie Elf.
And we're sending you love this season. And if that's all you get for the holidays, know that it's from us.
What's your favorite
and
season?
Genuine.
What's your favorite season?
Oh, fall.
Mine's paprika.
I hate you.
Okay, bye, y'all. Wait, no, not yet. Wait, Corey, how can they find you?
They can find me online, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram.
Cool.
At Corey Cool.
And they can find me at Tyler Oakley. If you're listening so far, give us a little Christmas gift, okay? It's easy. Just subscribe. That's all I want for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is to click subscribe.
Oh, my God.
I nailed that.
That was actually, yeah, sell it on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. While you're picking up his copy of All I Want for Christmas is for You to Subscribe, subscribe to Psychobabble on iTunes. It's the quickest click.
A click, click.
And it's free.
Free.
I mean, so many people are selling you things nowadays. We're giving you something for free.
Mm.
Don't you want that?
Yep.
And while you're there, give us a little review, a holiday review.
This is the best free iPod. Nope.
What are you saying?
This is the best free podcast I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That was a sample of
that's
what they
a, that's
put.
A great example of what you could put in the review.
Okay.
Okay, this has been real. Go make some brownies and show us your hot dog. Bye.
Bye.